Shahed drones have a distinctive delta wing shape, with a propeller in back and bulbous warhead up front. As can be seen in the photos and videos shot by international journalists on Monday when suicide drones struck several targets in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, including an apartment building occupied by civilians. The Russians have taken to repainting the drones in their own military colors and renaming them Geranium-2 UAVs. Military analyst Alexander Kovalenko told the Odessa Journal on Monday that Russia made some upgrades to its Iranian suicide drones, sacrificing a little warhead space to replace the stock inertial guidance system with a more effective GLONASS satellite navigation system, Russia's version of GPS. This upgrade sacrifices a portion of the drone's explosive power to greatly increase its range and accuracy. The Shahed 136 may be a smaller and simpler platform than the vaunted Bayraktars, but Ukrainian artillery commander Colonel Rodion Kulagin told the Wall Street Journal. On Monday, they are a threat that should not be underestimated because Russia can afford to blanket the vast Ukrainian battlefield with swarms of the inexpensive weapons. In other areas, the Russians have overwhelming artillery firepower, and they manage with that. Here, they no longer have that artillery advantage, and so they have started to resort to these drones. Kulagin said of reported Shahed 136 deployments in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv area. Kulagin hoped the U.S. would assist Ukraine by providing more advanced air defense systems, or taking steps to shut down the flow of Iranian drones to Russia. As of Wednesday, the armed forces of Ukraine claimed its troops have been able to shoot down 223 Shahed 136 suicide drones, using everything from jet fighters and surface-to-air missiles to manned portable weapons. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry also reports Russia has deployed Iranian Mohajer 6 drones, a claim the Ukrainians backed up in early October with photos of a captured UAV. The Mohajer 6 is much larger and more sophisticated than the Shahed 136 kamikaze drones. Like the Bayraktar TB2, it can carry 4 guided missiles and return to base after launching them. The drone captured by Ukraine was carrying Game 5 video guided missiles, a weapon Iran designed especially to be launched by UAVs. Unlike the Shahed 136, Mohajer drones have sophisticated cameras and electronic sensors. Ukrainian military sources claim Russia often uses Mohajer drones to survey a target area and coordinate Shahed suicide drone attacks. The Bayraktar TB2 easily wins a head-to-head matchup with the Mohajer 6, as the Turkish drone has much longer range, can stay in the air longer, carries heavier missiles, and can fly much higher.